Why I Like People. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. Why I Like People. Well, the primary reason I like people is because I created them. I created the people in my world. I created every single person that exists in my world, regardless of how interesting their lives may be, how interesting their experiences may be, how interesting all of the things they do may be, or how challenging sometimes they may be. But I'm like a great author, and as a great author, like Ernest Hemingway, and like many of the others, they have written many, many, many books. And they have written books on many, many, many subjects. And on all the books that they write, they have such a depth of understanding, such a depth of a personality. They reach right into the individuals, creating them to be most unique and most special. Now, is there any judgment by these writers about the people they write about? You might say, well, of course there is. They're judging them every single word they write about them. They're judging them in all the things that they say. They're judging them all the time. Well, are they judging them, or are they being an observer? Are they observing how they would think about people in their life? Are they observing how they would create a person who is going to be a great athlete, and who has a family, and whose family did not care about athletics, and the family thought that it was a lot of foolishness for the son or daughter to be interested in athletics? And so the author is writing about this. Now, he's not saying that the family is wrong or the family is right. He's not saying that the family is stupid or the family is brilliant or bright. He's merely saying these are the way that those thoughts go through his mind. And these are the creation of the people he has. Well, now, every author loves all of the characters in his book. They may be good people, they may be bad people, according to society's point of view. But the author knows these people. He knows them to the depth of their soul, and he knows them to the intricacies of their beingness beyond all imagination. The author is quite an amazing person. And you and I are quite amazing people, because we are creating every person in our life just the way it delights our imagination to do it. And as we create these people, we don't say they're good or bad, we don't say that we like them or don't like them, we just create them, and as we create them, we enjoy seeing how they develop. And sometimes we're surprised too, because our inner beingness, our inner creativity, our inner imagination is not always right out on the surface. It's not always right out there in front for us to see exactly what is going to take place. We do delight in the evolving adventure. But the evolving adventure evolves out of our own inner personality. The evolving adventure evolves out of our own inner awareness, our own inner beingness. And we at any point can turn that adventure in a surprising, as they call it, an O. Henry twist, which means it was quite a change from what you expected it to be, yet it fell full logically into place if you wanted to place it that way. Because people do not always do exactly what we think they're going to do. And people change. And people get new impressions, new understandings, new implications in their life, and with these new awarenesses in their being, they take a new point of view about their world, their life, their experiences, and what's important to them. Now, you and I are the author of every single person that comes into our life. They are part, the characters of our book. And these are just one of many books that we write. And so as these people are characters in a book that we write, what kind of life are we going to give them? What kind of emphasis are we going to give them? What kind of attitudes are we going to give them? Are we going to sparkle them with uniqueness, or are we going to give them the commonplace, but most people experience as we understand it to be? Now that's all fascinating. Ooh-wee. That's all fascinating. But let's take another step around the block, and let's come back, and let's observe ourselves. Let's observe who we are. Now, we have created a lot of interesting dramas and interesting happinesses and sadnesses and joys and sorrows in our life. And we have created abundance, and we have created poverty, and we've created everything. And we say, it just happened. No, it didn't just happen. These were thoughts in us that were ready to be revealed. Now, whatever it is that we place in our thought, that is what we experience. Now, are we placing in our thought ideas and concepts that we want to experience? Or are we placing in our thoughts ideas and concepts that we could just as well do without? It's a good thought, isn't it? Are we placing in our consciousness, how do we want this character to evolve? Okay, now this character is me, Herb Byerly. And how do I want this character to evolve? All right. I am going to put into Herb Byerly's consciousness, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, what is ideal spirit, mind, and body? Well, I'm not sure, but it's all good. It's all ideal. It's all my original purity and integrity. So every minute of the day, I'm going to be thinking, I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am divine order. I am whole and perfect. I am wonderful. I am independently wealthy. I think these things all the time. Now, as I think these things, I may not become a billionaire. I may not do things in that nature or whatever. But what I do, I live in a consciousness of wealth. I live in a consciousness of health. I live in a consciousness of purity and right action and truth. I live in the consciousness of joy and happiness. Now, wouldn't you say that's a pretty nice thing to live in? Well, I do. I live in these attitudes because these are things that I think are important to me. And so every single one of my thoughts is dedicated to these ideas. Now, we have a lot of people these days, as always have been, who come out with positive thinking, who come out with all sorts of programs to become a better person, to become a more fantastic person, a healthier, wealthier, wiser person. And all these people end up saying the very same thing. They say, it is only when you believe in yourself, on whatever it is you want to believe in, that you achieve it. If you don't believe in yourself in an area, you're not going to give your attention to it. And if you don't give your attention to it, you're not going to be it. So, what is it you would like to give your attention to? What would I like to give my attention to? Well, I give my attention to, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, all the time. Whenever an open thought comes in my, an open awareness comes in my consciousness, I'm saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. I'm wonderful. I'm fantastic. I'm happy. And I don't say it out loud to other people. I just say it to myself. Oh, I may say it out loud as I'm walking around my private path here on the top of the mountain in Southern California. I may say it as I am driving in my car. I may say it as I'm singing to myself or doing anything for myself. But it's for me. It is for me. We look at people in this world and we say, oh, they are so wonderful, they are so good. Now, what attitude will we have about Obama, our new president, in 4 years, after he's had a chance to exercise a few of the ideas that he has? Well, I can imagine we will have the same idea we have right now, that he is our ideal president. Now, isn't that a nice thought to think? Obama is our ideal president. Now, we might say George Bush was our ideal president. Well, we don't always agree. No, George Bush did a lot of things that he was working on, and he, as history will report him to be, a most outstanding president. You don't get to be president unless you've got something to offer, unless you believe in yourself, unless you have ideals and you have programs that you want to promote and you want to bring forth to the world. You don't become a president unless you have something, a dignity, a perspicacity inside of you that stands forth and says, here I am, and I will stand up for it. Why do you think Obama got the most votes of any president who has ever been elected president? He believed in himself so thoroughly. His charisma was so dramatically dynamic, positive, and powerful about himself. And also, the things that he offered to do were things that were facing the nation and facing the world right now. He wasn't off on some little itsy-bitsy little problems, like many were. He talked about things that touched people, that were of interest to people, that made people wonder what's going on. And just like the telephone ringing, you say, I wonder what's going on. Well, not me. I just put on pause for a second, then the telephone stops ringing and someone else answers it, and they take care of it. I attend to my business. My business right now is giving, sharing ideas with you right now about I like me and why I like people. And why Obama likes people, and why he's a success, and will be, and continues to be. Now, it's up to us to continually seeing him as the ideal president. Now, so what? So what? Is it important to us to see him as the ideal president? Well, if we want a good government, it is. How about seeing ourselves as the ideal human being, the ideal divine being? The ideal master. How about seeing that? If we see ourselves like that, what's going to happen? Well, that's exactly what we're going to be. Now, it's so simple and so positive and so dynamic, and it is something that's been said by so many, but yet, is that what you're going to do? Is that what I'm going to do? Is that how we're going to live? Well, think about it. It's kind of a wonderful thing. If it's worthwhile for somebody else, it certainly is worthwhile for us. I put the cause in motion that I like people. And, ipso facto, people like me. It's wonderful. This is what everyone can do. This is what the authors of books do. They write about people that they like. They might have them doing things that are difficult as a challenge to show how they show them how to get out of it. But we're all the authors. We have created the people in our world, and let's create them that we like them, because truly they are wonderful, and so are we. Have a lovely day, and say to yourself, why I like people? Because I like myself, and I created them. That's true. Have a good day. I love you. I love you. I love you.